Video, Enough is Enough, NYC Subway Conductor Slashed in Neck Gets 34 Stitches. By Amy Furr on February 29, 2024. A 59-year-old New York City subway conductor was slashed in the neck early Thursday as violent incidents plague residents in the Democrat-run city. ABC 7 reported the incident happened in Brooklyn at the Rockaway Avenue and Fulton Street station on a southbound A train at approximately 3:40 a.m., authorities explained. The victim, identified as Alton Scott, was on the train as it was pulling into the station. The moment he stuck his head out of the train's window, he was slashed in the neck. Video footage shows numerous police officers at the scene, and the PIX 11 report noted that crime has continued to be an ongoing problem. The victim was transported to a local hospital and listed in stable condition. He received 34 stitches and was eventually cleared to go home. So far, authorities have made no arrests in the case but said a man wearing a blue vest fled the scene after the slashing occurred. TWU Local 100 Union President Richard Davis voiced frustration over the ongoing criminal activity that has hurt a multitude of people in the area, saying that the workers need better protection before something even worse happens to one of them. "I've said it before, and I'll say it again, statistics mean nothing until the violence stops," he continued. "This is attempted murder. The wound on Mr. Scott's neck is too close to his carotid artery. We're at a breaking point where we can't do our jobs safely. The city is in crisis, and the target is on our backs." Yano Lieber's MTA police force of 1,000 officers must be immediately deployed to the Metro NYC area. "We're facing heinous crimes and brutal assaults. Enough is enough." The PIX 11 report noted that 1,000 police officers have been added to the city's transit system in an effort to curb violent incidents. At least 6 individuals were shot, one of them dying recently at a subway in the Bronx, Breitbart News reported on February 13. The Bronx, like all of New York City, and the state of New York, has some of the most stringent gun controls in the country, the outlet noted. In addition, New York City police began looking for a woman accused of randomly attacking a cellist playing at a Midtown subway station, Breitbart News reported on February 16. Video footage shows the incident. According to the cellist, the assault occurred at the 34th Street Herald Square station on February 13 at 5:50 p.m., the outlet stated. PIX 11 reported Thursday that police said a woman was arrested on Wednesday in connection with the incident.